Chapter 10. The CMCs ran until they reached the bottom of Horseshoe Hill, where they stopped to gasp for breath. Scootaloo wished she had her scooter. No way a three-shoed pony could keep up with them then.
"Is she gone?" Sweetie Belle panted.
The Crusaders looked around nervously, but it seemed they had finally lost the olden pony. Then Scootaloo had a troubling thought.
"I hope that doesn't mean she's chasing Amber Moon and Lily Moon instead," Scootaloo said. Apple Bloom looked thoughtful. "When did you become such good friends with Amber Moon?" she asked.
Scootaloo shrugged.
"I guess when she started being nice to me. She's actually kind of cool once you spend time with her."
"Yeah, but do you think you can trust her?" Apple Bloom pressed.
"It was her candy cane that turned Twist into a werepony," Sweetie Belle pointed out.
"We don't know that's true," Apple Bloom frowned. Scootaloo started to worry that they were heading toward another disagreement, but then Apple Bloom's expression cleared.
"I guess we just don't have all the facts yet, and it wouldn't be right to blame Amber Moon for anything until we know the whole story."
"Right," Scootaloo agreed with the tiniest sigh of relief. Hoofbeats sounded behind them, and the trio spun, startled. But instead of the glare of a single red eye, they found Lily Moon and Amber Moon.
"I'm so glad you're not the olden pony," Sweetie Belle said.
Thanks,
Lily Moon said. "Now let's get to the house before she does show up." The group climbed the hill to the forbidding home atop it.
"Did you ever think about getting a welcome mat?" Sweetie Belle suggested as they all stepped onto the rickety porch.
"No," Amber Moon and Lily Moon answered in unison. Scootaloo led her friends inside to the giant staircase beyond the foyer. She pointed a hoof.
"There, that's where I first saw the olden pony," she told them.
"So we need to work backward from here," Amber Moon said. "Before you ran in this room, we were in the kitchen."
"Yeah," Scootaloo nodded. "I heard the olden pony in there. And before that, we walked across the yard. And before that, I was in the greenhouse. And before that..." "Wait, what were you doing in the greenhouse?"
Lily Moon asked with a frown. Scootaloo blushed. Now that she thought about it, admitting she was running away from Amber Moon did sound pretty silly.
"She got lost,"
Amber Moon smoothly covered for her new friend. "I found her in the greenhouse." Scootaloo shot her a grateful look, then picked up the tale.
"And before that, I was in the kitchen, which is where I went after I left the sleepover."
"Every part of that story sounds pretty normal,
except the greenhouse," Apple Bloom mused. "I'm not sure anything here is normal," Sweetie Belle murmured, pointing a hoof.
The other fillies followed it to see Blue Moon heading toward them, walking a pair of bats on tiny leashes.
"Hello, Father,"
Lily Moon and Amber Moon chorused.
"Hello, hello,"
Blue Moon grinned back.
Scootaloo always felt like there was something off about that smile. It was as though you could count every one of Blue Moon's teeth, and some of them looked sharp.
"Enjoy your visit with your friends. I'm off to walk Bram and Bella."
Every time she encountered the Moon sisters' odd parents, Scootaloo was glad she lived with Aunt Holiday and Auntie Lofty. The fillies headed for the kitchen. But after opening drawers to find only cobwebs and peering into the refrigerator, which seemed to be housing some kind of mould experiment, they decided to move on to the greenhouse.
The air in the greenhouse was humid and heavy.
Scootaloo almost felt as if she was swimming in a sea of plants.
"Show us where you went on the night of the slumber party," Apple Bloom prompted.
Scootaloo tried to remember her exact path, but things looked very different in the daytime.
"I ran toward the back," she said, trotting deeper into the green glass enclosure. Her eye fell on a crooked ceramic pot.
Now that she recognised. It matched the bruise on her forehead.
"And I bumped into this."
She reached a hoof toward the soft, feathery plant.
Amber Moon quickly swatted it away.
"Don't touch that plant,"
she said sharply. Scootaloo felt a knot form in her stomach. She already had touched it 2 nights ago. Why? She asked, hoping to sound breezy. What would happen if I did?
Amber Moon arched an eyebrow. It's a fear fern, she explained. Lily Moon nodded in recognition.
Oh, yeah! I didn't know Dad was growing those.
What do fear ferns do? Sweetie Belle wondered.
Scootaloo saw she was eyeing the plant as if it were a chimera ready to pounce. They give life to the thing that frightens you the most, but only you can see it, Amber Moon said grimly.
Sound familiar?
Okay, yes, I bumped into that plant and picked it up, Scootaloo admitted. But I don't know why it made the Oldham pony show up. I'm totally over my fear of her. Mostly.
That still doesn't explain why we can see the Oldham pony, Apple Bloom frowned. We never touched the fern.
Amber Moon didn't have an answer for that.
So now that we know what caused the problem, what's the cure?
Sweetie Belle wanted to know. Amber Moon and Lily Moon exchanged a worried look.
There isn't one,
came a creaky voice from behind a cactus.